Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The True Saint Nicholas, Why He Matters to Christmas, by William J. Bennett, narrated by the author.
When most of us hear the name Saint Nicholas, we immediately think of Santa Claus. As children, we listened wide-eyed to Clement Clark Moore's famous poem about the night before Christmas, when down the chimney Saint Nicholas came with a bound. At some point along the way, we may have asked an older and wiser acquaintance why Santa sometimes goes by this alias. The answer we received was probably not very informative. And when we are all grown up with children of our own, and by chance we get asked the same question, we still are not sure. If pressed, we might guess that there was once a very good man named Nicholas, and his name somehow came to be connected with Santa Claus. But Saint Nicholas remains an elusive figure to us. He is elusive even to scholars who study such matters. They believe that St. Nicholas served as a bishop during the 4th century in the town of Myra, on the coast of the eastern Mediterranean Sea. He may have attended the famous Council of Nicaea, convened by Constantine the Great in 325, to resolve issues troubling the Christian Church. But the details of his life and work remain sketchy. If he wrote anything, it's long gone. The first known Nicholas biography dates to the 8th or 9th century, long after his death, when a Greek monk known as Michael the Archimandrite assembled a collection of tales about him. So we are left to piece together his life as best we can, using what we know and a good bit of surmise to arrive at the most likely story. Often we must rely on tradition as well as clues provided by the history of the times in which he lived. If the reputation he left behind means anything, we know that there was something remarkable about this holy man.